It's the grip weeds. You're listening to 88.3. That's I Believe with...
Long version.
Whew, the long version with incredible harmony. Man, you guys are good.
That was fun.
That's how long it really goes on, too. I mean, the record we faded out, but the real recording went on and on and on.
You got the long version.
Yes, you can hear it at the secret site.
It's kind of like a revival meeting, like, I believe, hallelujah.
Oh, man. That song could have many uses. There you go. It's very appropriate here.
That's why we were wondering if the song was so big down here. It is different down here in New Jersey. It's, the billboards are different.
Yeah, what has, I mean, have things impressed upon you that are really different from Jersey? That, what do you...
Well, the weather.
Oh, well, the weather, yeah.
Yeah, no coats.
Milder.
Oh, yeah, isn't it nice?
Maybe. Still, very extremely nice people. Not that they're not nice in New Jersey or New York, but just very friendly.
More open.
Yeah.
More open.
A little bit of a slower pace,
less
maybe.
Less suspicious.
Yeah. That's true. They're very trusting. We Southerners are very trusting and open, and yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. They're very open and easy to talk to, and after gigs and in between, they're just very social. It's very laid back.
In New York, no one talks to us after we play.
That's right.
Really?
No, no way.
Oh, we get some crazies talking to us.
Oh, we have
in New York.
Some wacky bands.
Get too
but
specific about the crazies.
No, I mean, there's nice people in New York, too, but it's a different energy in a big city like New York compared to Boiling Springs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I can
whoa.
Imagine.
But each one has its place, you know.
Yeah.
Each one is, has something to offer, you know.
And there's L.A.
We actually had a fan at our show the other night who had cut out every article out of a newspaper and magazine he could find with the word grip in it.
No.
Bless him. He's a fan. I think it's great.
And gave them to us. Well,
not much
that's
we could really
different.
Do with that.
So what did you do with this collection?
We said, thank you. Gotta go now.
I think the audience is down here more appreciative. Up in New York, you have so many...
You have so many clubs and so many bands to walk around and see. But like down here, like we played a festival. What was it? The Sparkle Fest.
Right.
A while ago. And just people were it's just in Raleigh. And it was great and appreciative and come up and come out to see us. So I think down here it's a little bit the Southern hospitality showing through. So we like it.
Good.
We like it. Bring pie.
MK likes pie.
I like pie.
Go. Well, you guys need to come back through when you're going to play somewhere near so our listeners can check out the live performance.
Well, I think we will do that.
Good, good. We'll help you do that.
That would be great. Tell us where to go.
We'll, check in on our website and you can see where we're going to be.
Yeah. Gripweeds.com.
Gripweeds.com.
Gosh, there was something else I wanted to ask you before we go to a little promo. So you guys can tune for a retune for this, this last tune. What was that?
I already tuned.
You already tuned?
Secretly tuned.
You secretly tuned. Okay, then we won't go to our little break there. We can move on. Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. What's kind of, you guys have been at this for a long time. What's been the highlight of the, through the years? There had to be one or two things that just kind of stuck out as wow. What a moment.
Probably different one for each of us. For me, it's probably playing the Cavern Club in Liverpool. England, which we did last year. Was it last year or a year and a half ago?
2003.
Year and a half ago.
Yeah, late 2003.
That was very
the Cavern Club, where the Beatles played. Almost the same one, where they actually reconstructed it to, a couple feet where the old one was originally and demolished, and they built a replica.
But the vibe is
but
there.
But it's Liverpool, it's the Cavern Club, and we were there.
And you were breathing the air.
It was amazing to be there.
Wow.
Yeah, and also one of the things that I think was really exciting is we got to do a tour of Spain year before last, and you walk into these little towns that you've never heard of, and there's people that know your music. It's really, it's an amazing feeling because you're so far away and everything's so strange, but, music is universal.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
It's really cool. We did a show in Madrid, and I talked to somebody or tried to talk to somebody after the show who wanted to talk to me and say how much he loved it, but there was a language barrier. He was speaking Spanish, I was speaking English, and the one little English phrase he got out was, "This is impossible."
Wow.
But, you know, it's really great to have, it's really something to have people who are in a different, you know, country, speak get different language. They speak a different language in another country, and they're mouthing the words to your songs. It's like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
And you can't speak English, but
right.
It's just
you
fantastic.
Can smile.
Yeah.
I think the high point for me was I was in Liverpool sitting across from Rick in this huge hotel with like these 100
That was the high point sitting across from me.
That was a high point. But we were having high tea and crumpets.
Yes.
It was we had tea
yes,
at 4 o'clock
right.
and it was right before the Cavern Club gig and I'm like, oh my God, I'm having high tea in Liverpool. I'm going to play the Cavern Club and then tomorrow I'm flying to Dublin and I'm going to take a tour of the Guinness Factory. For a musician, it just doesn't get any better than that.
In a 19th century hotel that looked like it was out of the movie The Shining.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
What a trip.
It's just fun. You know, I like it all, really. I really do. Yeah. I just enjoy what I do, or what we do. And I like the guitars, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, have any of you guys had day jobs? Or, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
We
10 years ago. We all juggle day jobs, except, well...
Well, you know, we run our studio, House of Vibes, is a commercial studio, so that's my day job, you know.
Well, that's a nice day job.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility.
At this point in our musical career, we do small tours. We go out for weekends and short weeks and things like that. We haven't gone out for months on end, so we do other things in between the tours, and we're all professionals.
There you go.
But we're hoping that will all change.
I hope those day jobs can just disappear.
This would be a good day job.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play.
All right. Well, let's hear Astral Man. This is one of our favorites that we have played quite a bit around here. This goes out to Helen, who is not here, by the way. Those of you who are big Helen fans, she is feeling much better. Talked to her this morning.
Good.
And yay, Helen. And she should be back by the end of the week. So that's good news. All right, this is Astral Man. You're listening to 88.3 WGWG, and this is the Gripweeds.